In this bulletin, another 10 COVID-19 deaths in Victoria and 459 new cases. The New South Wales Supreme Court blocks a Black Lives Matter protest. And Aaron Whitefield becomes the 35th Australian to play American Major League Baseball. With the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Dyett. Victoria has recorded its highest daily COVID-19 death toll, with a further 10 people losing their lives to the virus. 7 of the 10 fatalities are linked to aged care outbreaks, with one victim being a man in his 40s. 71 people in Victoria have now died from coronavirus, and the state has recorded another 459 cases. Premier Daniel Andrews says trying to manage the aged care outbreaks is becoming increasingly difficult.
Whilst we have overall capacity and we've worked very hard all throughout the year to grow the number of people that can be available for our fight against this virus in a clinical sense, whenever we have clinical staff and other critical health workers away, furloughed because they're a close contact, or in fact as an active case, that does put some additional pressure on our system. That's why we're looking at a whole range of innovative ways to grow the total capacity of our health system.
The New South Wales Supreme Court has blocked a Black Lives Matter protest set to take place in Sydney on Tuesday. New South Wales Police took court action seeking a prohibition for the rally, which the Supreme Court has now granted. Protest organisers are lodging an appeal. More than 4,000 people have indicated they want to attend the rally at Town Hall. New South Wales has recorded 14 new cases of coronavirus. 6 of the cases are linked to the outbreak at the Thai Rock restaurant, which takes that cluster to 67. 4 are connected to church services held in southwest Sydney between July 16 and 19. No new cases have been linked to the Crossroads Hotel cluster. A parliamentary expenses scandal in South Australia has led to the resignations of 3 ministers and the state's Legislative Council president. David Ridgway, Tim Whetstone and Stephen Knoll are stepping down, while Upper House President Terry Stevens is resigning from his post. The ABC revealed Mr. Stevens had been claiming a country member's accommodation allowance despite spending a significant amount of time at his house in Adelaide. And Mr. Ridgway was found to have signed blank timesheets for his chauffeur. Premier Stephen Marshall doesn't believe there was deliberate dishonesty, but says it's a distraction his government didn't need.
This is a situation which we canvassed last week. I genuinely believe there was no deliberate dishonesty from any member of my team. But we now have a review which is underway. This was an unacceptable distraction. I made this very clear to all the members of my team, and I've now accepted these resignations.
Hundreds of LGBTI plus activists in Thailand have gathered near Bangkok's Democracy Monument to call for gender equality and to condemn the government. Giant rainbow flags were raised as demonstrators danced in the streets. Throughout the week, activists have emerged across the country to demand the government resign and parliament dissolve. The event is part of a series of protests under the Free Youth Movement, defying a COVID-19 ban on gatherings. One protester says he'll continue fighting until their calls have been met.
We're here today mainly to call for democracy. Once we have democracy, equal rights will follow. We, as the diverse gender group, face a lack of equality in society. So that's why we're out here today focusing our calls on gender equality and same-sex marriage.
And in sport, Aaron Whitefield has become the 35th Australian to play American Major League Baseball after making a cameo as a pinch runner in the Minnesota Twins' 10-3 loss against the Chicago White Sox. We'll now look at the weather across Australia for tomorrow. Perth, some showers developing and 22. Adelaide, a possible morning shower and 16 degrees. A shower or two for Melbourne, 14. Hobart, partly cloudy, 13. Canberra, a possible shower, 13 degrees. Wollongong, rain and 17. Sydney, showers, 18. Newcastle, rain and 18 degrees. Brisbane, windy and mostly sunny, 24. Cairns, sunny and 28. and Darwin, a sunny day and a top of 33 degrees. I'm Greg Diet, and this is SBS News.